Okay.
Yeah. Chipotle.
Chi. Okay.
Chia seeds.
Could you live off chive, chicken, cheese? You probably get
you really
chi.
Well.
Chipotle.
This is the Dan News podcast.
Chicory. What's the terms of herbs in there? Chapsicum.
I was going to say, that sounds like a cross between chapsticks and chapsticks.
Yeah.
Firstly, get your names.
I'm Tom Sainsbury.
And I'm Chris Parker, Christopher Robert Parker.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where's the Robert come from?
My granddad on my mother's side. And we called him Billy.
They might have also been going for a kind of a Christopher Robin kind of
I think,
vibe.
And just give it one step yeah. away so yeah. that I was just always a little disappointed.
Yeah. But so you wouldn't be teased at school about
which
it.
Which is considerate.
Yeah.
Did he have eyebrows?
Did Christopher Robin?
Christopher Robin did. He actually had brown hair. And my grandfather, no, he also had really faint hair. But I only knew him.
Faint?
Faint. Faint?
Blonde?
Blonde.
Fear?
Fear.
Fear. Faint?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm so sorry. He's still drunk. Terrible
still
this
drunk.
Will be.
Good start, yeah.
Still drunk, guys. Drunk from dress run.
So firstly, we'll just get a bit about your backgrounds.
Great.
Start with you.
My background in theatre.
Yeah.
Look, I've been around the traps, Dan. I'm an old hat. No, I started at university just doing plays there and stuff, and then kind of I hung out with a whole lot of actors, and they got me to write a play for them. And then I kind of liked writing plays, as they do, for free. I think I got $60 profit each year, so you know, there's nothing to sneeze at. And then I just started doing more and more plays, and I really liked it. Heaps of plays, and then I did a TV show called Super City with Madeline Sami, and what else have I done? I also wrote, this year I wrote a Vietnamese children's show called Alu.
What?
Wow.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Is 20... it slightly different to Super City?
It's quite different, but it's quite, like, you can watch some of the clips on YouTube, and it's very trippy.
Why would you not? This is amazing.
Yeah.
The thing about Tom is he has 1,000 secrets. He just went...
1,000?
Over.
Secret number 950.
Secret 950 would be... Sometimes I don't like myself very much.
No, that's not a secret.
That's clear. I mean,
it's
the way
clear
that,
as day.
Clear as day, that's just the way you hold yourself.
How did that come about, writing a Vietnamese kid show?
I'm friends with a New Zealand Vietnamese director, and she was over there doing some work on it, and they needed a writer. And for some reason, they couldn't do all of Vietnam. None of Vietnam had what it took. So I did it. So I wrote an episode for them, and they had all these witty, because I wrote in English, and then they translated it. And I wrote all these witty wordplay and puns and things, but of course nothing translates. That was a lesson I learned hard. I kept having all these jokes because there was a dragonfly that would be flying around giving all these witty banter, but of course none of it worked, so the dragonfly had to go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dragonfly.
I know. His name was Dragonfly too. Yeah. That's
name.
Me. That's my background. Children's television.
That's my story. What about you? Have you made any kids' TV shows?
Yes.
I have.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My first... I started at drama...
Kicked off.
I mean, I did lots of drama and dance and stuff growing up in the burbs of Christchurch.
Yeah.
But then, I went to drama school, Toi Fakati in Wellington, and studied there for 3 years and got a wee Bachelor of Performing Arts degree, which is really useful.
What's that? What's the abbreviation of that?
BPA. Great. I got my BPA,
great.
And then just like diddle-daddled around, moved up to Auckland, and then started doing some comedy, did a lot of improv with Snort Comedy. We've been going for over a year now, which plays on a Friday night. And then, what was the question? Oh, and I did some kids TV. I'm in this one called Girl vs. Boy that has three seasons, and I play a mute Norwegian who's like... really weird.
Yeah, but he plays that to aplomb.
To aplomb. And oddly, that year, I had three auditions for Scandinavian people.
Yeah.
And no one had ever, like, it had never been brought up before that I looked potentially kind of
you
European.
Were that show that's hidden away on TV2 in the afternoons?
Yeah,
Sundays at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, you got it.
But not anymore, but you can watch on demand if you're really gagging for some.
Yeah, which I am.
Are you?
Yeah. Love a mute Norwegian.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a dream role because I just
You need to get yourself to Scandinavia and just blend in with the locals.
Yeah, so just become one of many.
Yeah.
So I think it's because my mum has this theory that she's a descendant from Vikings.
Of course she does.
Because she's like, I've got this bone in my hand that only the Vikings had. And so she's like, you too, Chris, could be a descendant from the Vikings.
She lives in
Tidderan? No, close. No, not close at all. She lives in Merivale in Christchurch.
Is that anything like
Tidderan? No, Merivale's quite posh.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I just said close because I just thought. Connect one point to another.
Yeah, I liked it.
I don't know, it sounded quite a hippie statement to make that she had a bone from the Vikings.
I know, in fact, she's not very happy at all. Oh. I'm sorry, oh. Mum. She's quite.
She's not hippie or happy.
Or happy.
No.
Or hoppy.
She is quite hoppy.
But she's very hoopy.
She's a bit hippie in the morning, isn't she?
So tell us about the show.
Okay, it's called Horeki Horror.
Yeah.
And it's a murder mystery. Mm. Chris and I are some wannabe celebrity gossip columnists, and we get ourselves on board the celebrity cruise in the Horeki Harbour, which is kind of, it's been captained by the New Zealand equivalent of Richard Branson, Sir Richard Branson, and on this boat there's all these celebrities, but then, dum-dum-dum, someone dies, and then we decide to solve it, because, you know, it might be a great scoop, it might finally get us into Woman's Day.
Yeah.
Do you have, because I remember previous years they've had like cast celebrities and stuff. Who have you got?
Amanda Billing,
Amanda Billing and Sarah Potts.
Yeah.
Jennifer Ward Leland.
We've got Michael Hurst. We've got Mike Edwards.
Oliver Driver. Fasatua Mosa.
Siobhan Uruakere.
Rose Matafeo.
Yeah.
Oh. We're just going to go.
Yeah, keep going. I forgot anybody.
A lot of the regular, like a lot of the basement community, yeah. Like all the snort cast, all the snort kids. Who else? Lana Garland, who was.
Food in the Minute.
Food in the Minute. Lovely lady. She's so wonderful. And she could probably live making a living from doing Kitty Takano impersonations now, I think.
Really?
She did ringer for
she
her.
Did win on the show?
She does, luckily.
She plays Kitty Takano.
Oh.
But. It's like, how much work would a Kiri Te Kanawa looky likey get, do you think? Quite a bit?
I think so.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Mika about that.
Yeah, we'll talk to Mika's in it too, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously you can't give away the storyline.
Mm.
What can people expect?
Okay.
Okay,
laughs. You're going to walk into the theatre. First you'll get a drink. Yes. And then you'll see a big boat on stage. That
Well, it is the stage.
It is the stage. It's an incredible set. And then there'll be lots of jokes.
Loopy jokes. Me and Chris running around screaming.
It's really full melodrama.
Full melodrama. Huge.
You're going to see a lot of
performances.
Yeah.
Chris is showing off a lot of leg, where I'm a bit more of a frumpy character. Typical.
You're going to see a lot of screaming, a bit of blood.
Yeah.
You're going to see a storm.
A sword fight.
You're going to see...
Love. Passion. Everything. I think all
magic
of human...
Tricks.
I think all of human existence in the history of theatre wrapped up in 1.5 hours.
Comedy type thing, or is it just funny in general?
I think that the genre is quite British,
yeah.
And then Tom and I are very kind of.
But all the celebrity, because it's all these celebrity characters.
They're all New Zealand.
They're all very New Zealand.
And Tom and I, our sense of humour is very kind of mundane in New Zealand as well. So it's kind of a nice meeting of styles, really. They kind of clash and create this sort of new form, which is. The show that everyone's going to know and love. And if they don't love it, I don't want to hear about it.
The Basement, this is their sixth year of doing a Christmas show, and they really wanted to do a murder mystery this year, so we thought about all these things, and then we just I don't really know how we got to the celebrity cruise, but we were thinking about what was Christmas.
We were thinking about what does kind of Christmas look like in New Zealand, without wanting to set it on a British estate.
Yeah.
With kind of bonnets and umbrellas. And then we thought, oh, well, let's put it on a boat. Like one of those sort of
work parties.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then we just gear it up a notch by making them all kind of New Zealand celebrities.
Yeah.
Or your recognisable faces that you just sort of you see constantly on TV Guide and stuff.
So New Zealand celebrities.
Yeah. What is the TV Guide? Do people? I mean, people still buy them, don't they?
Yeah, I guess so.
Have you ever bought a TV Guide, Tom?
No, I don't think I have.
Sells really well.
Yeah. Really?
Do you know what the most popular or the biggest subscription-based magazine in New Zealand is?
What?
Tell us.
Skywatch. Because everyone just gets it as part of their Sky thing.
Wow. Clever. So that'd be a good point of advertising for some people.
Yeah.
Get into the Skywatch.
That just sits there unopened.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, and that in a clear plastic bag. That's so interesting.
How long does the show go for? And when does it start? And where can you get information to get to all that kind of shit?
Open on tomorrow, the 4th. There's a preview tonight, and then we run right through to the 20th of December, so right up until Christmas.
Show starts at 8 p.m. We've got a few matinees at 4 p.m. on the weekends, and then we've got on Saturdays. And then you can get tickets from you can go onto the Basement website, or is it iTicket?
I think it might be iTicket.
Yeah,
the Basement website's the best port of call. Yeah. Or pop into the box office at the theatre around 5 o'clock and get a ticket for the night on the door. If it hasn't sold out. And how long does the show run for?
It's probably about an hour 40, I reckon.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
With an interval to get more boozed.
To get more boozed up.
So are you doing it every night until then?
Tom and I are, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you not have a life for the next?
This is our life.
This is our life. This is what we're passionate about, Dan.
This is my passion.
The good thing is I'm a night owl, so you finish at 9:30 or whatever, and then you've got the several more hours before you need to.
And where's me? I would bow, go home, cleanse the face, put my cap on,
get into the bath, have a bubbly bath, have a glass of wine, while he learns lines for the next day.
Bit of violin practice, and straight off to sleep. Yeah. Blow out my candle, lights out.
Yeah.
So what have you guys got planned for next year? Like, have you got any projects on the go?
Yes, I'm doing we've got some money for a web series. I did a play series called The Yeti Trilogy, in which my friend plays a Yeti, and then we got some money from New Zealand On Air to make that into a web series. So that's my exciting thing in the very beginning. And Chris has got the Comedy Festival.
I do. I'm doing a show in the Comedy Festival, and I got a little bit of money from the New Zealand Comedy Festival to put that on. It's called No More Dancing in the Good Room, and it's a solo show about how I got banned from dancing in my house because I was too old. And
too big, too limmy.
I broke a very significant golden angel that Mum had in this room called the Good Room. It was full of these ornaments and like potpourri and stuff. And that was at the turning point in my life. It's when everything changed. I was made to dance in the garage. There's something else that's happening next year, though. I've forgotten it. Nope, can't remember.
Potpourri, I just want to think about potpourri for a minute. What an invention.
I know. We used to buy bags.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Did you have we a good grew room? Up in...
What's that?
Did you have a good room in your...
So it must did be... you have potpourri?
No.
Potpourri?
Potpourri.
Is it potpourri or is it potpourri?
It's potpourri.
Okay, good, just checking. Because I've heard multiple people call it potpourri. But it may have been you, Tom, and it might be because it's a joke.
Yeah. I'm a funny, funny person.
All right, cool. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.